So in terms of the text and what's going on here about wanting to get distance, so the 3 days, and then you have this discussion that happens here about Pharaoh saying, you know, I'll let you go, but sort of hang close by. And then Moses sort of points out that that would be an abomination to the Egyptians. So I thought that was quite a telling aspect, because everything in the text speaks to something in terms of our own minds. And the Egyptians represent knowledge of spiritual things, but caught up in the service of self. And the sons of Israel represent truths that carry a deeper meaning, that are caught or trapped within a literal understanding. And so the whole process is one of releasing the spiritual meaning from the letter so that we can worship. And worship, from a local practice point of view, is always related to self-examination and repentance. And for that to occur, we have to have some understanding of how to apply what these truths teach in terms of our own states. And so for those states that are Egyptian-like, which are based on external practices, which essentially cover over the need to do inner work, because so the Egyptians have moved into that realm of faith alone. So our sense where we might have knowledges of the word may have an inkling that something should be done, but don't do it. That's like an Egyptian-type state. And so when we're in the comfort of that state, when it offers us something that's comforting or gives us meaning or whatever it happens to be, the idea of examining that state and calling it out would be considered an abomination, because we have an investment in it at some level. And so what we're really working with in terms of the text here are different levels that are working and are in conflict with each other. So we have our external historical faith that, you know, and that was a good example of how we understood the story when we were young and have understood it up to now. And then suddenly we're confronted with, oh, hang on a minute, that's not quite how it is. And that generates all those states that are associated with having to then have our understanding reformed. And out of that comes an ability to experience a greater degree of insight into the application of these things rather than them just sitting in that idea that we've carried all our lives. So we all have those kinds of areas in our life, and we have to get separation from that, which is the 3 days. So the separation is not a physical separation when you're talking spiritual life. It's a conceptual one. So when we see something to be false, we are separated from it. If we truly see it to be false or evil, at that point, we are separated. And not only are we separated, but that which is seen to be evil and false is cast into hell. That's what it means. It's seen for what it actually is. And that is what casting into hell means from a process or practice perspective. And so usually at the start of the 2 weeks, we come to the text and we're kind of into the story. And we know this story really well. And so it takes some working with the material before something of a spiritual nature starts to come through, you know, before you can identify something to work with. And then you start to work with it, and then it opens up things in a different way, so far as our understanding of the text goes. So we move from an understanding of the text at the level of the letter, the literal sense, person, place, time, and space. But within that is the spiritual meaning, and it's trapped in there until we begin to look to apply the word to our states of life and mind. As we begin to do that, then the text offers us up something that we can do that with. And that's liberating the spiritual meaning from a more literal meaning that we may be trapped in or stuck in, or tradition as well. You know, like that's something the Lord constantly battled with, wasn't it? Was tradition overriding the spirit of the word. And, you know, we all have those states within us. So we're always looking just to work with what the word offers us, the statement, whatever it happens to be. one thing at a time. So that can bring our attention and our focus, and then other things can be built around that as our understanding and experience grows in things from a praxis perspective.